First, forget all those breathless courtroom exchanges you've seen on TV.
If there's anything you want to know, just ask me.
Why did you kill him?
I loved him.
Justice in America is rarely that convenient or scripted. If you want proof, check out Knox County Felony Sessions Court on a Monday morning.
All rise. Felony court is now in session. The Honorable Patricia Long presiding.
There are no witness stand speeches here, no heart-stopping confessions. Felony Sessions Court is busy and loud. Somehow, the business of the court is attended to beneath a chorus of doors opening and closing, attorneys and court workers mumbling, and there's that ubiquitous jangling noise, the sound of jail inmates shuffling along, their ankles bound to one another by metal shackles.
Here comes a couple of my guys there.
The voice you just heard belongs to Scott Carpenter. You know the part of the Miranda warning that says, if you can't afford an attorney, one will be provided for you? Well, Scott Carpenter is that attorney, a public defender, actually one of about two dozen on staff at the Knox County Public Defender's Office. He scans the crowd of tired, dazed inmates in their bright orange jumpsuits, all shoved together on a set of pews. Then he looks down at a legal pad, listing the cases he'll be working on this morning.
Oh, aggravated burglary, car theft, a couple of forgery cases. There's an arson case on today, possession of drugs for resale, theft, that sort of thing.
10 cases in all. And if that sounds like a lot for one morning, welcome to a public defender's life in Felony Sessions Court. Felony Sessions Court is where you end up if you're arrested for a felony and you can't afford bail. Most of the inmates here can't afford attorneys either. So Scott Carpenter represents their best hope for a fair deal. The operative word here is deal. Only about 5% of criminal cases in Knox County will ever go to trial. Attorneys like Carpenter arrange plea agreements for the other 95%.
I'm going to let my DA know that I've got an agreement on that Brown case. Brown, we have an agreement.
In the process of making those agreements, Carpenter will spend the next 3 hours on the phone or zipping back and forth between victims, prosecutors, police, clients, and the judge. In a hallway behind the courtroom, he meets with an assistant DA on behalf of a man facing an aggravated arson charge for setting fire to a car.
And you understand why we went with ag arson, right?
Not really.
Okay, the car was lit on fire within 6 or 7 feet of a propane tank that was the head of a trailer where two people were sleeping. I guess creating a danger of explosion there.
Fire investigators join the discussion, armed with photos of the crime scene, of the propane tank, and of the raw burns on the defendant's forearms.
I got a strong view of the right arm.
Those
cuffs must have hurt.
It's the first time I've ever heard a prosecutor say that. May I see the car? Did I see a car picture in there?
The aggravated arson charge can carry up to 12 years in prison.
If this car had been fully involved, that trailer would have been involved.
I understand the imminent aspect of it, but I don't believe that either one of these arson statutes goes to this conduct. I think it's either going to be a reckless endangerment or a reckless burning.
Both of which can be misdemeanors. After all, the guy's just 18 years old, no prior record, and even the victims seem to like him. Even so, the prosecution's not going for a misdemeanor, so they settle on a lesser felony charge. Carpenter takes the deal out to his confused and frightened client.
If you will plead guilty to the e-felony, they'll agree to a 2-year sentence, and they agree to put you on probation.
So what's that mean?
For 2 years.
In moments like these, Carpenter plays several roles. Therapist, tour guide, wise uncle. He's authoritative but not patronizing, calm but not passive.
I should do it. That's what I'm going to do. I don't want to go to prison. I want to get to probation.
The deal's still not official. Carpenter has to take it up to the judge, who will decide what happens next. But there's one down. One of Scott Carpenter's 10 cases for the morning nearly resolved. 9 more to go, then a quick lunch, and it's off to the jailhouse to meet with more clients. His day is far from over.
Well, felony on your record does mean a lot, though.
Months later, we meet in Carpenter's office on Liberty Street. It's much quieter here, and he actually gets one of those rare moments to reflect on why he does what he does.
The law is there so that everyone remains equal under the law. It should apply to whether or not you're a poor person or whether or not you're a rich person. And if somebody won't be the attorney for those people, then those people won't get a fair shake.
Carpenter's been with the Knox County Public Defender's Office since it opened in 1990. He's not naive. He knows some of his clients are guilty and lying about it.
And there are many other times where you truly believe your client and you truly believe that, well, yes, something happened in this case, but it's just not what the state said happened. Not that your client's some choir boy, but rather that their responsibility isn't what the prosecutor says it is in this case.
Scott Carpenter could make a lot more money in private practice, but there's a sense of mission and duty that draws him to this life.
Just listen to all the hubbub, the cacophony that goes on in a Sessions court. People, you know, it looks like a sausage factory, and it's just so messy. And through all that, for a particular person that you're representing that day, you can get a fair and just result, is something that you should be proud of.
Scott Carpenter's belief that everyone deserves respect and a fair shake is a belief consistent with the innovative approach to justice that the Knox County Public Defender's Office has been using for more than two decades. Tomorrow, we'll look at how Knox County's Community Law Office has become a model for public defenders around the country. I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell, WUOT News.